Everybody say good morning to Dr. Tracy Lenhart. Doc, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful now that I get to spend time with you. Okay, you just wrote a very insightful and revealing article. I had a chance to read it about thyroid disorders. Okay, so I start from it at the beginning. What is hypothyroid and what are the common symptoms as opposed to the uncommon symptoms?
Well, hypothyroid is a decreased functioning of the thyroid, and there's several different versions of it. We have the typical hypothyroid where it's just not functioning well. We have hypothyroid where it's not converting to an active thyroid, because your thyroid actually produces an inactive form and then has to convert at the cell level to an active form to actually work. And then you have resistance to thyroid. You know, people who are insulin resistant can also be thyroid resistant, where they actually need higher levels in order to actually get the cell to work. Thyroid is, you know, basically not just metabolism, but it's the speed of the entire body. It's, you know, runs the speed of the brain. It runs the speed of the liver and how it detoxes. It runs the speed of the GI tract and how it functions and absorbs. So it's, you know, I think of it as the speed of every cell in the body.
Okay, so is that why we're seeing... So it's, there's like a huge uptick of these issues that we see in our country right now, of the health issues. Is that all, can they all be traced back to the thyroid or in a lot of cases?
A lot of situations can be traced back to the thyroid simply because, you know, a lot of things can affect the thyroid. It's a very sensitive organ. I mean, a lot of toxicities we're exposed to can affect the thyroid. Mercury toxicity, a lot of the infections we're exposed to, like mycoplasma, can affect the thyroid function. Stress is a huge one that will turn off the thyroid.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Because think about it. When you're stressed out, your cortisol makes adrenaline. Adrenaline and speed of thyroid don't go together very well. So the body knows to kind of tone the thyroid down because the adrenaline is going to, you know, otherwise you get a lot of tachycardia or fast heartbeats and stuff like that.
So again, you're looking at every cell in the body, the brain, the heart, the liver, even our skin cell degeneration, all come through the thyroid. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. And so what are some of the common and uncommon symptoms that sometimes people are living with and they don't even realize that it's a thyroid problem?
Well, actually, the thyroid will thicken the tongue out, so people have trouble talking. They will lose their hair. I mean, a lot of people know hair loss. The lateral third of the eyebrow actually will come out on thyroid, and that's actually a classic symptom, but a lot of people don't know about.
No, I wouldn't have known that.
Dry skin, because your skin's not regenerating and moisturizing. Constipation. A lot of people don't realize constipation is a thyroid issue in a lot of cases. Obesity. We do know weight gain becomes part of the thyroid, and actually obesity in itself will shut off thyroid. Because the fat cells will produce a chemical that kind of creates the thyroid to produce a version that is inactive. So as you get more obese, you will slow your thyroid down.
Wow. See, that's why I love when you come on every Tuesday. I learn something new every single time. So what kind? When you have a patient come in and you think it could be thyroid, what kind of tests do you perform on patients to try to check their thyroid function?
Well, classically, we're kind of taught to test a test called TSH, which is thyroid stimulating hormone. And what that is it measures how the pituitary, a part of your brain, thinks your thyroid's working. So I actually not only look at that, I look at the actual thyroid hormones. I want to know exactly how much T4 and T3 you have. I want to know if you're converting your thyroid correctly. So we look at the conversion. We look for antibodies to the thyroid because it's amazing how many people are actually producing antibodies to the thyroid these days, which is an autoimmune disorder. It means your body is starting to attack your own thyroid.
Wow.
And that's happening more and more, mainly because we have a lot of GI issues or gut issues. People have really poor diets. They, you know, eat a lot of refined sugars. They eat a lot of chemicals. They've taken a lot of antibiotics over the years. And that causes problems with the gut. And then our immunity comes from our intestinal tract. 70% of it comes from there.
Wow. So, okay. So then there's really a lot more to it. This is why I like the way you practice medicine. You're really thorough, you know, cutting edge, and you look at the whole thing, not just the simple thing that everybody always goes for. So what are the types of treatments that you have prescribed to help somebody who has thyroid issues?
Well, again, while we're looking at the thyroid, we also want to look that the thyroid has everything it needs to function. Is the body absorbing enough tyrosine? Because that's the actual amino acid you make thyroid out of. Does it have enough iodine? Because that, again, it's tyrosine and iodine that is a thyroid hormone. We look to see if they have enough of the nutrients to convert, whether they have selenium and magnesium and zinc, iron. We look for ferritin levels, because if they don't have enough iron, the thyroid needs ferritin on every level of its production. And then if everything else is okay and it's the thyroid itself, then we actually will compound their thyroid and customize it for them. If they have antibodies, we need to make sure we do a specific compound, and then we work to get the antibodies. You know, we work to reverse that.
So again, it's just like we said last week, each person's a snowflake, and the issues within that thyroid are specific to them. You really got to find the mix and match of what's going on in there. And then with a proper treatment, hypothyroid can be reversed, right?
Well, reversed and treated are two different things.
Okay.
If it's a nutritional deficiency that's causing it, where they can't make enough thyroid, then yeah, we can fix that. Because if we put everything back in and let the body start producing again, if it's stress that's, you know, reducing their thyroid production, then yeah, that will probably be reversed. If it's obesity and we get them to lose the weight, then chances are the thyroid will come back. Mm-hmm. If it's an actual functional where they're not making it, then we, you know, actually correct it by replacing the thyroid.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so then one way or another, again, it's a very individualized thing. You have to figure out what's going on in that person's body to know what's going on with their thyroid.
Exactly. Each person's different. Each compound is different that we make.
All right, so you have a seminar coming up on thyroids at your practice, which is Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. What can people expect at the seminar, and how can they register, or how can they go to attend this very informative presentation you're going to put on?
Well, at the seminar, we're going to go through each portion of the thyroid and kind of really explain what happens, you know, from the production all the way down to the conversion to the cell. So they kind of understand the testing that we do. And then we'll tell them which nutrients, you know, that they need for the thyroid. And people can actually, you know, ask their symptoms. We'll go over all the different symptoms. We'll give them a thyroid sheet of symptoms they can see. And they can go in on our website, www.thepeaksofhealth.com. or peaksofhealth.com. They can register right there. There's a site that they can go ahead. They can call the office and RSVP that way.
Okay.
And that's 727-826-0838.
Okay. So, again, call 727-826-0838 or go to peaksofhealth.com to learn more about Dr. Lenhardt's cutting-edge practice and to register for the thyroid seminar, which is going to be on September 27th. It sounds like something that everybody should be paying attention to. Again, with what we eat these days, the way our diets are, it wreaks havoc on things like the thyroid in our bodies, and it's not something that people would immediately turn to and say this is the issue, and the doctors who spend 3 seconds with you ordinarily and run out the door aren't really doing the kind of real detective work, the real cutting-edge medicine that you're doing, where people can actually find out what specifically is going wrong on their body, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, very good. Doc, this article is coming out in October. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the thyroid article is going to be published in Natural Awakenings magazine in their October issue. And it's a great magazine. You can get it for free at CVS and natural food stores.